Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Staubbs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Staubbs. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws to Staubbs covering. Safe. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staubs for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Appling reaches second base with a double. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zernial moves to second. One out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheeler hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staubs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bowers. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Zerniel trying to get to home. DiMaggio throws the ball into Tebbets, who tags Zerniel, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerilla hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staubs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marino Pirretti pinch runs for Don Wheeler. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-2 in the game. Gettle takes first base on ball 4. Pirretti moves to second. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Floyd Baker. Tex Houston now pitching. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr fields the ball and throws to second. Stevens drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Stevens. Pirretti scores. Sushok moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sushok moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kuzava now pitching. Joe Tipton now catching. Fred Hancock now playing third base. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pesce hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuzava covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Jerry Scala pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scala moves to second. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scala scores. Michaels moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michaels moves to third. Bowers moves to second. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Bob Kuzava. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Michaels scores. Bowers moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala now playing left field. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry throws to Appling, who throws back to Goldsberry, who tags Stevens for the double play. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a pop-up towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tebbutt bunts towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. One out. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Tex Houston. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bowers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowers moves to second. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bowers scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, White Sox. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hancock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Pesci takes first base on ball 4. Max Serkant now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.